ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೇ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೇ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮುನಿಕಾಂಡಂ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ ಮಂತ್ರ 3.9.10. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೈಂತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್, ದ ಫೈನಲ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಗರ್ಭ. And at the end of the section, we also get Atma Swarupam. And this Brahmanam is called Shakalya Brahmanam because Shakalya happens to be the questioner. Of course, Yajnavalkya gives the answers. And in the first 9 mantras, we saw Hiranyagarbha's glory. The glory of Hiranyagarbha is what? Hiranyagarbha alone appears in the form of all devatas. Sarva devata rupena Hiranyagarbha eva vartate. And that is elaborately discussed. And Yajnavalkya points out that Hiranyagarbha alone is Eka Devata and he alone appears as 2, 3, 6, 33, 3306 Devatas and finally Ananta Devata Rupena. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha's expanded version is Ananta Devatas. And Hiranyagarbha's contracted version is Eka Devata. This is Hiranyagarbha's Mahima. And in this portion, instead of the word Hiranyagarbha, Yajnavalkya uses the word Pranaha to mean Hiranyagarbha, Prana. And we saw this in the 9th mantra in the last class. Hiranyagarbha is said as Sabrahma Tyat Iti Achakshate. Hiranyagarbha is given 4 names. Hiranyagarbha itself is one, then Prana is another, Brahma is third, and Tyat. This is the glory of Hiranyagarbha. Up to this we saw in the last class. Now, from the next mantra onwards, we are going to get Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And this is stated from mantras 10 to 17, 8 mantras. 8 mantras are going to talk about Hiranyagarbha Upasana, and let us read all the 8 mantras together. Mantra 10. Prithivyeva yasya ayatanam agnir lokaha mano jyotihi yo vaitam purusham vidyat sarvasya atmanaha parayanam savai veditasyat yajnavalkyam vedava aham tam purusham ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಃ ಪರಾಯಣಂ ಯಮಾಥ ಯಏವಾಯಂ ಶಾರೀರಃ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸಯೇಷಃ ವದೈವ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಕಾ ದೇವತೇತಿ ಅಮೃತಮಿತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಕಾಮಯೇವ ಯಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನಂ ಹೃದಯಂ ಲೋಕಃ ಮನೋ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಃ ಯೋ ವೈ ತಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಿದ್ಯಾತ್ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಃ ಪರಾಯಣಂ ಸವೈ ವೇದಿತ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ವೇದ ವಾ ಅಹಂ ತಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮನ ಪರಾಯಣಂ ಯಮಾಥ ಯಏವಾಯಂ ಕಾಮಮಯ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸ ಏಷಃ ವದೈವ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯ ತಸ್ಯ ಕಾ ದೇವತೇತಿ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಯ ಇತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ರೂಪಾಣ್ಯೇವ ಯಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನಂ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಲೋಕಃ ಮನೋ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಃ ಯೋ ವೈ ತಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಿದ್ಯಾತ್ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಪರಾಯಣಂ ಸ ವೈ ವೇದಿತ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ವೇದ ವಾ ಅಹಂ ತಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮನಪರಾಯಣಂ ಯಮಾಥ ಯಯೇ ವಾಸೌ ಆದಿತ್ಯೇ ಪುರುಷಃ ಸ ಏಷಃ ವದೈವ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಕಾ ದೇವತೇತಿ ಸತ್ಯಮಿತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಆಕಾಶಯೇವ ಯಸ್ಯ ಆಯತನಂ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಲೋಕಃ ಮನೋ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಃ யோ வை தம் புருஷம் வித்யாத் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் சவை வேதிதா ஸ்யாத்யாக்ஞவல்க்ய வேதவா அகம் தம் புருஷம் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் யமாத்த யஏவாயம் ஸ்ரௌத்ரஹ ப்ராதிஸ்ருத்க புருஷ ச ஏஷஹ வதைவசாகல்ய தஸ்ய காத்யவதேதி திசைதி ஹோவாச தம் ஏவ தம ஏவ யஸ்ய ஆயதனம் ஹ்ருதயம் லோகஹ மனோ ஜோதிஹி யோ வை தம் புருஷம் வித்யாத் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் ச வை வேதிதா ஸ்யாத்யாக்ஞவல்க்ய வேதவா அகம் தம் புருஷம் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் யமாத்த யஏவாயம் சாயாமய புருஷ ச ஏஷஹ வதைவசாகல்ய தஸ்ய காதேவதேதி மிருத்யுரிதி ஹோவாச ரூபாண்யேவ யஸ்ய ஆயதனம் சக்ஷுர்லோகஹ மனோ ஜோதிஹி யோ வை தம் புருஷம் வித்யாத் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் ச வை வேதிதா ஸ்யாத்யாக்ஞவல்க்ய வேதவா அகம் தம் புருஷம் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் யமாத்த யஏவய ஏவாயமாதர்ஷே புருஷ ச ஏஷஹ வதைவசாகல்ய தஸ்ய காதேவதேதி அசுரிதி ஹோவாச ஆப ஏவ யஸ்ய ஆயதனம் ஹ்ருதயம் லோகஹ மனோ ஜோதிஹி யோ வை தம் புருஷம் வித்யாத் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் ச வை வேதிதா ஸ்யாத்யாக்ஞவல்க்ய வேதவா அகம் தம் புருஷம் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் யமாத்த யஏவாயம் அப்ஸு புருஷஹ ச ஏஷஹ வதைவசாகல்ய தஸ்ய காதேவதேதி வருண இதி ஹோவாச ரேத ஏவ யஸ்ய ஆயதனம் ஹ்ருதயம் லோகஹ மனோ ஜோதிஹி யோ வை தம் புருஷம் வித்யாத் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் ச வை வேதிதா ஸ்யாத்யாக்ஞவல்க்ய வேதவா அகம் தம் புருஷம் சர்வஸ்ய ஆத்மநப்பராயணம் யமாத்த யஏவாயம் புத்ரமய புருஷஹ ச ஏஷஹ வதைவசாகல்ய தஸ்ய காதேவதேதி ராஜாபதிரிதி ஹோவாச அப் டு தி 17th மந்திரா. So these 8 mantras, they talk about Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And since these mantras are upasanas, we will not see word by word meaning as earlier. We will summarize only the essence of the 8 mantras. Here we get what is known as Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Hiranyagarbha is seen in 8-fold forms. Each form of Hiranyagarbha is called Purushaha. And therefore it is called Ashta Purusha Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Because Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Devata, total, which alone manifests in every aspect of creation and in every individual also. And of these manifold appearances of Hiranyagarbha, 8 aspects are taken and are seen as various expressions of Hiranyagarbha in this Upasana. They are called various Purushas. So with regard to each Purusha, certain associate factors are also given. So 4 factors with respect to each Purusha. These are called Visheshana. And what are the 4 factors? Ayatanam, Lokaha, Jyotihi, and Devata. And for each Purusha, we have to see what Ayatanam, what Loka, what Jyoti, and what Devata is related to. That is 8 Ayatanams, 8 Lokas, 8 Jyotis, and 8 Devatas for each Purusha. So first we will see the meaning of these 5 words. Purusha means it's an expression of Hiranyagarbha. And each Purusha is Hiranyagarbha himself or herself, whatever, seen from a particular angle. And ayatanam means abode or residence, where this particular Purusha is expressing or manifesting itself. Thus there are 8-fold abodes. Then lokaha is instrument of perception. It is called darshana karanam. लोक्यते दृश्यते अनेन इति लोकः. सो करण व्युत्पत्तिः. देन ज्योतिः, थर्ड वन, थर्ड आस्पेक्ट इज ज्योतिः, द इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ थिंकिंग, मनन करण. एंड फाइनली देवता, इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट इट हैज अ यूनिक मीनिंग एंड दैट इज कारणम और सोर्स और ऑरिजिन. सो फॉर ईच पुरुषा वी विल सी द अबोड, वी विल सी द इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ परसेप्शन, द इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ थिंकिंग एंड फाइनली द सोर्स और ऑरिजिन. एंड इन सम केसेस loka, jyoti, etc. can be clearly understood. And some cases, the ideas are obscure. So Shankaracharya has commented upon all of them and justified all things in the Mithya Mantras, but we will not go into those details at all. And we will just only present the eight Purushas, the eight Ayatanams, the eight Lokas, eight jyotis and eight devatas. Actually, if we can put it in a tabular form, it will be fine. But now we are going to only describe them. We are seeing it only for the sake of completion and with just only an academic interest. Nowadays, Vedic upasanas are not prevalent at all and are replaced by Puranic upasanas. People do Rama upasana, Krishna upasana, Ganapati upasana and all that. Thus, it is Samashti Virat upasana only. Thus, we have Puranic Upasanas. We study Vedic Upasanas only to understand these things. Therefore, we will not go into the Bhashyam in detail at all. The first Purusha is called Sharira Purushaha. That is Hiranyagarbha expressed in the Sharira. And the Ayatanam abode is for this Upasana is Prithivi, the earth. And the Loka, the instrument of perception, is Agni, fire. And Jyotihi is Manaha. Actually, Manaha is going to be the Jyoti in all the eight Purushas. It is going to be common. You might have also perhaps noticed in the mantra, everywhere I say this Manas, this word came in all of them as Jyoti. Finally, Devata or Utpatti Karanam, the original or the source, is called Amritam, the origin, which Acharya comments as Annam, food. Thus, we have all five factors. These are all just only descriptive, nothing to discuss at all. I'm just only stating all these for the sake of completion of the Upanishad. That is Sharira Purushaha, Prithivi, Agni, Manaha, and Amrita. All these. In the mantras, we get all these in the form of a long dialogue between Shakalya and Yajnavalkya. And the first Purusha is already over. We already saw the Sharira is a Purusha. And the second Purusha is Kamamaya Purushaha, that is Hiranyagarbha in the form of Kamaha. And Acharya translates Kamaha here, sexual desire or sexual urge. That is another aspect of Hiranyagarbha. And Ayatanam about is Kamaha, desire. And Loka is Hridayam, the heart, is the instrument of perception. And Jyotihi, as usual, is Manaha for all the Upasanas. And Devata is three. The woman, of course. Taking a man, stri is kama, kama hetuhu, and taking woman, purushaha is kama hetuhu. Therefore, the five are kama mayaha, purushaha, kamaha, hridayam, manaha, and stri. And the third upasana is adityastaha purushaha, the one who is in the surya mandalam, and ayatanam is rupam, various forms and colors, they are the abode. And then the lokaha is chakshuhu, and Jyotihi is Manaha, and Utpattisthanam, the source, is Satyam, which Acharya comments upon as Chakshuhu, the eyes itself, because Adityas Dev. And thus Adityasya Purushaha, Rupam, Chakshuhu, Manas, and Satyam. And the fourth one is Shrautra Purushaha, Shrautrastaha, one who is in the ears. So Ayatanam is Akashaha, and Lokaha, Akashaha is space. And Lokaha is Shrotram, the ears, Manaha is Jyotihi, and Dik, the direction, that is the origin or Utpattisthanam, source. Therefore, Shrautra Purushaha, Akashaha, Shrotram, Manaha, and Dik. And the fifth Upasana is Chayamaya Purushaha, Hiranyagarbha, who is present in the Chaya, in the shadow. Ayatanam, the abode is Tamaha, darkness, shade. And Lokaha is Hridayam, Jyotihi is Manaha, and Devata is Mrityu Devata, death. So Chayamaya Purushaha, tamaha, kridayam, the order. I'm saying a board and all that thing you should remember. Chayamaya purushaham, tamaha, kridayam, manaha, and mrityuho. And the sixth upasana is adarshastaha. Who is in the mirror? Adarshaha means mirror. Who is in the mirror? So pratibimba purushaha, our own reflection. Reflection and rupam is ayatanam. And incidentally, the third purusha's ayatanam also is rupam. And Acharya says here also, sixth purusha, this thing also is rupam. And Acharya makes a difference. The third one is samanya rupam, the general form. And here it is vishesha rupam, the particular form. When I stand in front of the mirror, it is my rupam, is vishesha rupam. There is the form in particular. And lokaha is chakshuhum, the eyes. And jyotihi is again manaha. And devata is prana devata or asuhu. Asuhu, this word is familiar to us. In the again second chapter, you know, gatasun, agatasun, that asuhu. And the seventh upasana is jalastha purushaha. Purusha in the waters. And the reflection of us in the waters. When you look into the water, your reflection. And ayatanam is jala, the abode. And lokaha is kridayam. Jyotihi is manaha. And devata is varuna devata, the jala devata. And eighth upasana is putramaya purushaha. Hiranyagarbha as the putra, the son. Ayatanam is retas, purusha bijam, the male seed. And lokaha is hridayam, jyotihi is manaha, and devata is prajapati devata. And Shankaracharya interprets prajapati devata as pita, the father. So these are the ashtavida purushaha. So ashta purushaha, ashta ayatanani, ashta lokaha, ashta jyotikinshi, ashta devataha, these are the ashtavida Hiranyagarbha upasana. And one is supposed to do meditation on this ashtavida Hiranyagarbha, which is meditation on the samashti, the total. And what is the benefit one gets this? If it is a sakama upasaka, one will get whatever is mentioned in the upasana, like many putras, good chakshu, chakshurindriyam, darshanam, thinking power, all that. If it is nishkama upasana, one will get a refined mind, chitta shuddhi, to get self-knowledge. So this is ashtavida Hiranyagarbha upasana discussed from mantra 10 to 17. Hereafter we are going to get another Hiranyagarbha upasana, which is panchavida Hiranyagarbha upasana from mantras 19 to 24. So mantra 18 is an introduction to this upasana. We will read all the mantras together, 18 to 24, and summarize the meaning as we did for the Ashtavida Upasana. Mantra 18. Shakalyeti ho vacha yagya valkyaha pamsvidhime brahmanaha angara avakshayanam akrata akrata iti yagya valkyeti ho vacha shakalyaha yedidam Kuru panchalanam, panchalanam, brahmanam, atyavadihim, kim brahma vidvanithim, disho veda saveva sadevaham, sapratishtayithim, yed disho vetham, sadevaha sapratishtaham, kim devatosyam, prachyam dishasithim, Dishyasithim, Aditya Devata Yithim, Sa Adityaham, Kaspin Pratishtita Yithim, Chakshushithim, Kasminu Chakshu Pratishtita Mithim, Rupeshvithim, Chakshushahi Rupani Pashyatim, Kasminu Rupani Pratishtita Nithim, Hridaya Yithiho Vacham, Hridayena Hi Rupani Janati, Hridaye Heva Rupani, Pratishtitani bhavantiti evame vaitat yajnavalkyam kim devatosyam dakshinayam dishyasiti yama devata iti sa yamaha kasmin pratishtita iti yajna iti kasminnu yajna pratishtita iti dakshinayam iti kasminnu dakshina pratishtiteti shraddhayam iti yadaheva Shraddhatem, Ata Dakshinam Dadatim, Shraddhayam Hevam, Dakshina Pratishtitetim, Kasminu Shraddha Pratishtiteti, Hridaya Yitiho Vacham, Hridaye Nahim, Shraddham Janati, Hridaye Hevam, श्रद्धा प्रतिष्ठिता भवतीति एवमेवैतत् याज्ञवल्क्यं किं देवतोऽस्यां प्रतीच्यां दिश्यसीति वरुणदेवत इति स वरुणः कस्मिन् प्रतिष्ठित इति अस्विति अप्स्विति कस्मिन्नु आप प्रतिष्ठित इति रेतसीति कस्मिन्नु रेत प्रतिष्ठितम् इति हृदय इति तस्मादपि प्रतिरूपं जातमाहुः हृदयादिव सृप्तः हृदयादिव निर्मित इति हृदये ह्येव रेत प्रतिष्ठितं भवतीति एवमेवैतत् याज्ञवल्क्यं किं देवतोऽस्यां उदीच्यां दिश्यसीति सोमदेवत इति स सोम कस्मिन् प्रतिष्ठित इति दीक्षायामिति कस्मिन्नु दीक्षा प्रतिष्ठितेति सत्य इति तस्मादपि दीक्षितमाहुः सत्यं वदेति सत्ये ह्येव दीक्षा प्रतिष्ठितेति कस्मिन्नु सत्यं प्रतिष्ठितमिति हृदय इति होवाच हृदयेन हि सत्यं जानाति हृदये ह्येव सत्यं प्रतिष्ठितं भवतीति एवमेवैतत् याज्ञवल्क्यं किं देवतोऽस्यां ध्रुवायां दिश्यसीति अग्निदेवत इति सोऽग्निः कस्मिन् प्रतिष्ठित इति वाचीति कस्मिन्नु वाक् प्रतिष्ठितेति हृदय इति कस्मिन्नु हृदयं प्रतिष्ठितमिति If you had followed the mantras, you would have seen how the dialogue has been going on between Yajnavalkya and Shakalya. So in the 18th mantra, as I said, we get an introduction where Yajnavalkya, he is teasing Shakalya. Because Shakalya is challenging Yajnavalkya with many questions with an intent to defeat him. We should remember the context. Instead of defeating Yajnavalkya, Shakalya is getting defeated here. So Yajnavalkya says, I am burning you. I am defeating you. So he says, Shakalya, in fact, all the other Brahmanas who are assembled here, they do not want to get insulted by me. Who says this? Yajnavalkya says. He addresses to Shakalya. He says, all the other Brahmanas who are assembled in this sadas, they don't want to get insulted by me. And therefore, what they have done, they have pushed you in front of me. Yajnavalkyas, he conveys this with an example. He says, for example, to pick hot coal, the coal is, for example, charcoal is very hot. To pick that, we use a pair of tongs. So Yajnavalkya compares himself to the hot burning charcoal himself. And the Brahmanas don't want directly to handle me, the fire. And what they did, they are using you, O Shakalya, as the pair of tongs. Therefore, they are not getting burnt by handling me. You are getting burnt. This is the teasing. That is Yajnavalkya does to Shakalya. So he says, Angara Avakshayana. Angara means hot charcoal. Avakshayana means the tongs. So Avakshayate, Grihyate, Anena, Iti Avakshayana. So Karmapitri. So this is the meaning of the 18th mantra to introduce the context. That is, the Brahmanas, all the other scholars assembled here are using you, Shakalya, to get insulted. Then in the 19th mantra, Shakalya really feels bad. And so he tells Yajnavalkya, Hey Yajnavalkya, why are you insulting those Brahmanas? Indirectly, you say that the Brahmanas are afraid to come forward in front of you, and so they have pushed me. But it is not proper. I am asking you questions of my own accord. They are indeed great people. All the Brahmanas are great people. After uttering these words, Shakalya asks further questions about Hiranyagarbha. These are all the story part. That's why we didn't go into the mantra on anything. So here Hiranyagarbha is known as Brahma. So in the following question and answer series, from 19th to the 24th mantra that we read just now, we get Panchavida Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Panchavida means five aspects. Here also we will not see the details as we did in the last time also, Ashtavida Purusha. So we will just only mention what is the Upasana part of it. Here the five expressions of Hiranyagarbha are associated with the five directions. Pancha Dik Rupaha Hiranyagarbha. And each of these Hiranyagarbha expression is associated with three factors. They are the three pratishtas, pratishta 1, 2, and 3. I explain what they are. Here also we have five factors, namely dik. and the devata, dik means direction, and the devata, devata is the expression of Hiranyagarbha, then pratishtha 1, pratishtha 2, and pratishtha 3. So like that we will have 5 Hiranyagarbhas, because 5 directions are taken. 5 directions, we will see what they are. And each direction is associated with one devata. So we will quickly see the details. So prachidik means it is the eastern direction, east, and the devata for that direction is Aditya. And we said the pratishtha 1 is Chakshuhu, eyes, pratishtha 2 is Rupani, the forms and colors, and pratishtha 3 is Hridaya. This pratishtha 3, as Manas was common in all the other upasanas in the previous Ashtavidha Upasana, here in this Panchavidha Upasana, Hridayam or mind is common. So all will have Hridayam. P3 is Hridayam, that is pratishtha 3 is Hridayam for all of them. And Dakshinadik, for the southern direction, south, Devata is Yamaha. And pratishtha 1 is Yajna. Pratishtha 2 is Dakshina and Shraddha. And pratishtha 3 is Hridayam again. Then Pratichidik means the west direction, west, Varuna Devata, Jalam, and Retas. Retas means the Bija. That is the Hridayam. Pratishtha 1 is Jalam. Pratishtha 2 is Retas. And Pratishtha 3 is Hridayam. And Udichidik means north direction. Soma Devata, Diksha. Diksha means any vow, any whatever vow a person takes. Flamavasya Pratham and all that. Ekadasi Pratham, they are vows. Diksha. And Satyaha is Pratishtha 2. And again Hridayam. Hridayam is Pratishtha 3. And Dhruva Dik means above direction. And Agni Devata, and Pratishtha 1 is walk, and Pratishtha 2 is not mentioned in the shloka, and Pratishtha 3 is Hridayam. So Pancha Devatatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasana. So these are the Aditya, Yama, Varuna, Soma, Agni. So these are the 5 Devatas. Aditya, Yama, Varuna, Soma, and Agni. And so all the Devatatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasana. And so before we go further, we will see some details that are mentioned in this sloka. In each type of Hiranyagarbha, we mentioned Pratishtha 1, Pratishtha 2, and Pratishtha 3. Pratishtha means support. And support of what? So we will take an example and extend it to the other 4. For east, eastern direction, the devata is Aditya. And we said Pratishtha 1 is Chakshuhu, means the eyes, which are support for Aditya Devata. That is eyes. And what is 2? Pratishtha 2, Rupani or form. And they are Pratishtha of eyes. They are the support of eyes. So support of Aditya is eyes. And support of eyes is Pratishtha, the Rupani is Pratishtha 2. That is the support of P1. So P2, Pratishtha 2 is support for P1, Pratishtha 1. And P1 is the support of the Devata. And what is the Pratishtha 3? We said the Hridayam, the heart or mind, which is support of forms. So the form Hridayam or mind is the support of forms, which is Pratishtha 2, and which is support of Chakshuhu, and which is support of the Devata. This is the sequence. So Hridayam is support for the next one again. So Hridayam is the support of Dakshina and Shraddha, which is the support of Yajna, and which is the support of Yama Devata. So Yama presides over the south side. Same thing we should apply to all other directions also. So Shankaracharya explains how each one of them is the support of the other. He gives the connection and all those things also. But it is sufficient for us if we know this much. This is as part of the grand design. So in all 5 together, the whole Hiranyagarbha Samashti is seen. And it is nothing but the Nama, Rupa, Karma, Samashti. The name, form and function. Also we find whatever may be the direction, whatever devata, or whether it is name, rupam or karma, for all of them, the ultimate pratishtha, the final support P3 is what? Hridayam. That is why the Hridayam or the mind is the ultimate support for all of them. Hridayam refers to mind also. So therefore Acharya says, the whole nama rupam karma jagat, the universe, cannot exist, cannot be experienced without the support of, without the help of Hridayam or mind. That is the crux of this entire thing. The whole Nama, Rupam, Karma, Jagat, the name, form and action, that Jagat, it cannot exist, cannot exist means cannot be experienced without the support of Hridaya, without the help of the mind. So for example, if you take deep sleep states, in Sushupti what happens? When the mind doesn't function, there is no name, form and karma. Thus, we also come to note the whole universe is only Manomaya. Because in Sushupti, there is no world. Everything is withdrawn. So the whole universe is only Manomaya. The universe with Nama, Rupam and Karma, that Jagat is based on the mind only. Manasatve Jagat Satvam. Manasohya Mani Bhave Dvaitam Naivopalabhyate. Mandukya Karika, we already saw that. Actually, there is a beautiful shloka also. Shabdadi Rupam Bhuvanam Samastam Shabdadi Satyendriya Vritti Bhasyam Satyendriyana Manaso Vashesyat Manomayam Tad Bhuvanam Vadamaha. The whole universe is Shabdadi Rupam only. Shabdas Parisha Rupa Rasa Ganda only. Shabdadi Prapancha cannot remain without the five sense organs. The five sense organs cannot function without the mind. Therefore, mind is, therefore sense organs function. If mind is not there, there is no such. Therefore, Shabdadi Prapancha, Shabdadi means Shabda, Saprasa, Ruparsa, all that. And therefore, mind is the support for the experience of the universe. Therefore, the shloka says, Manomayam Tad Bhuvanam Vadamaha. Therefore, Hridaya, the mind is the Pratishta. With this, the Panchavida Hiranyagarbha Upasana is also over. Now, the 24th mantra has one more final question, which we have to note. Here, Yajnavalkya has pointed out that the Hridayam is the support of all of them. Now, Shakalya is raising a question, Kasminnu Hridayam Pratishtitam Iti. What is the support of that Hridayam, the mind? For which Yajnavalkya is going to answer in the 25th mantra, we will read. Ahalliketi ho vacha Yajnavalkya yatra etat anyatra asman manyasai yadhetat anyatra asmatya asmatsyat shvano va yena dadyuho vayam siva yena vimat niran niti. So we will see the meaning of the mantra later. First, we will see only the essence of the answer. Yajnavalkya says, Shariram, the physical body is the support of the mind. Because what is the support of Hridaya? Our mind. Yajnavalkya says, Shariram is the support of the mind. Hridaya. But Yajnavalkya, he presents it indirectly. He says, if mind is not in the body, then body would have been a dead body. This is a double negative. Even this he says indirectly also. He could have said body would be dead without mind. But instead of how he says, body will be eaten by dogs and will be pecked by birds and vultures. This is how he says. Shwanaha va yenat adyuho. Shwanaha means the dogs. They will bite and take away the body. And vayamsi means all the birds. So sakaranta napumsakalingaha vayas shabdaha. So vayasi, vayamsi. So manashabdavata. So anyway, so birds like vultures, what they will do? They will vimatniran. Vimatniran means they will peck. They make the body strewn all over. What is the idea here? Without mind, body will be eaten by the dog means without the mind, body will be dead. Which means body is alive only because of the mind within. Which means body is the support of the mind. Now here Acharya observes, when we analyze body and mind, both are interdependent. So it is difficult to say whether body supports the mind or vice versa. Both are mutually supported. This we saw in Madhubhramana, if you remember, that the whole universe is interdependent. And this we saw in Bhrigavalli also, the Pratishta Pratishtita Sambandha Upasana. We saw that Prane Shariram Pratishtitam sharire prana pratishtitaha, all that. So Acharya brings that idea here and says that body and mind are mutually dependent. So how do we say so? If mind is not there, body will be dead and it cannot survive even for a minute. So it begins to decay. As Acharya said in Bhaja Govindam, yavat pavano nivashati dehe tavat prichati kushalam gehe gatavati vayau deha paye bharya bipyati tasmin kaye. As long as life or sentiency is there in the body, everyone will ask you, how are you? All that. But the moment the prana, the vayu is gone from the body, even the wife is afraid of the body. Even she does not want to keep the body for long. Therefore, without mind, because a person who is so allowed, who is living for the entire life, who is so lovable, even for her, it becomes like that. The body, when the vayu goes out of the body. Therefore, without mind, body cannot survive. That all know. And now, we may have another doubt. Okay. But without body, mind can survive. This we all know. How you say that they are all mutually dependent then? Because mind, it seems to be independent of the body. Because we already know, when death takes place, when the physical body is separated, we have seen the mind, the sukshma shariram, it travel. The mind, the bundle of sukshma shariram, karana shariram, along with chaitanyam, they go away. They travel. They go in search of another body. So mind travels. So mind survives the death. It assumes another physical body. So vasamsi jirnani atavihaya. We have already seen all that in Bhagavad Gita. For that we say, no doubt, mind can exist independent of the body, but mind cannot function independent of the body. So mind can exist independent of the body, but mind cannot function independent of the body. So after death, mind cannot have any sukha, dukkha, boga. It won't have any of those experiences. Mind cannot function as a karta, as a bhokta. If it has to function as a karta, bhokta, what it has to do? It has to take another body. May not be in this loka. It may be in Pitru loka or any other 14 lokas. So it has to go to some loka and assume a relevant body according to its own punya papa karmas. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, also in chapter 15, we already saw Shrotram Chakshus Parshanancha Rasanam Granam Evacham Adhishtayamanas Chayam Vishayanupasevate. We already saw those. Therefore, mind also depends on the body. Not for existence, but for function. If mind has to function, it has to need the body medium. Shankaracharya observes, if the mind exists without functioning, it is as good as non-existing mind. Therefore, body and mind are madhu. Madhu in Madhu Brahmana means what? Madhu means anyonya ashritam. Mutually dependent. Madhu means that. Madhu Brahmana, we explained that word. So, anyonya ashritam, mutually dependent. So, in Vedanta, it is shown to reveal the mithyatvam. So, illogicality. It is not logically available to explain. Like our karma and janma. If someone asks, why I got this janma, we will say, because of your karma. And if I ask, why this karma, then we'll say because of the janma. It is like catch 22. Therefore, is karma due to janma or janma due to karma? Therefore, we are not able to conclude whether fate depends on free will or free will depends on fate. Vedanta will say we can never come to a conclusion because they are mutually dependent. Anyonya ashita. So go beyond fate and free will, which is Brahman. If you go on arguing, argument alone will remain, moksha will never come. Therefore, the whole universe is mutually dependent. Therefore, mithya. And that is indicated with the help of shariram and hridaya. And on a casual interest, here Yajnavalkya uses a word, ahalliketi. In the beginning of the shloka, we saw this word, ahalliketi. Yajnavalkya, he becomes apparently impatient with all the questioning of Shakalya. He has been patiently answering. Since Shakalya keeps on asking questions, Already Yajnavalkya expressed his impatience by saying what? All these Brahmanas are using you as a pair of tongs. So Angara Avakshayanam. And I am like fire, fire of knowledge. He warned him already. Even then, Shakalya did not listen to the warning of Yajnavalkya and asked Yajnavalkya about Panjavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Still he continues his questions. So Yajnavalkya addresses Shakalya angrily as what? Ahallikaha. Ahallikaha means another name given to Shakalya, addressed by Yajnavalkya. And Shankaracharya does not give the meaning for this term. So the sub-commentators, wherever Shankaracharya does not explain, it is a point of great happiness for the other sub-commentators because they can explain something now which Acharya has not explained. Ahallika means they have ghost, pishachaha, pretam. So they say, ahani liyate iti ahallikaha. Because the ghost will function in the night only. It cannot function during the day. Therefore, ahani, this during day, so liyate, it disappears. Therefore, ahallika means the ghost. And why Yajnavalkya addresses Shakalya as a ghost? They say, like a ghost, he is jumping from one question to the other. Pishachavate. So, Pishachavate Valkati. So, he keeps on jumping from, he leaps, asking questions, this and that and all that. So, Yajnavalkya angrily addresses him as Ahallika. This is a side note. Acharya observes it. So, but still, Shakalya does not listen. And he continues his questions in the next mantra also. Mantra 26, we will read. Asmin tvancham atmacha pratishtitausta itim prana itim kasminnu pranaha pratishtita itim apana itim asminnu apanaha pratishtita itim vyana itim kasminnu vyanaha pratishtita iti udana itim kasminnu udanaha pratishtita iti samana itim. You can directly follow the meaning perhaps. In the Panchavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana, mind was said to be the support, mind of them, was support for all. And later in the previous mantra, body was supposed to be the support of the Hridayam, of the mind. Now Shakalya, what he does, he asks, what is the support of the body? That is his question. What is the support of the body? To give the essence, the simple answer is what? Pancha pranaha. So prana is the support of the body. This is understandable. Physical body survives because of prana alone. This idea is conveyed elaborately in this shloka. Since five pranas are there, Yajnavalkya says, prana supports the body, then apana supports prana, vyana supports apana, then udana supports vyana, and finally, samana supports udana. This is a pancha pranaha. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samanaha. So how they are supporting each other. Ultimately, samana prana is the support of all the other pranas and sharira. So here also, Acharya makes an observation, Shankaracharya makes an observation, that shariram and prana are also mutually dependent. Therefore, prana is the supporter of shariram and shariram is the supporter of prana. And the logic is the same as before, when we said the previous thing again, mind and body. Namely, without prana, shariram cannot survive. And without shariram, prana cannot also survive. But prana cannot function because without shariram, prana can survive. That we already saw. Manas, it is also it's a sukshma shariram, prana. So it can survive, but it cannot function. It cannot function without shariram. The same reason like for the mind and the body. So without shariram, prana is as good as non-existent. Therefore, they are mutually dependent. Thus, we have three factors, mind, body, and prana. And in the previous mantra, we discussed mind and body. And in this mantra, we have seen prana and body. So if you join these two, the essence of the teaching is what? Body, mind, and prana are interdependent, mutually dependent. It is a triangle. Hridaya, Sharira, Prana, Anyonya, Ashrita. So this is the essence of that particular mantra. Then we'll continue the mantra 26. Sayesha neti netyatma agrihyo nahi grihyate, ashiryo nahi shiryate, அசங்கோ நி சஜ்ஜதே அசிதோ நியததே நரிஷ்யதி ஏதௌ அஷ்டாவாயதனானி அஷ்டௌ லோகாஹ அஷ்டௌ தேவாஹ அஷ்டௌ புருஷாஹ சயஸ்தான் புருஷான் புருஷாநிருஹ்ய பிரத்யுஹ்ய அத்யக்ராமத் தம் து ஔபநிஷதம் புருஷம் ப்ருச்சாமி தம் சேன்மே ந விவக்ஷ்யசி மூர்தா தே விபதிஷ்யதீதி தம் ஹன மே நேஷா கல்யஹாம் தஸ்யஹ மூர்தா விபபாத அபிஹாஸ்யம் பரிமோஷிணஹாம் அஸ்தீனி அபஜஹ்ருஹோம் அன்யன்மன்யமானாஹ. So the first two lines starting from sa yesha neti neti up to na rishyati at the second line. So we will take that portion later. Those two lines are the definition of atma. We will see it at the end of this law. So this definition is given by the Upanishad itself. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself gives this. Yajnavalkya doesn't say. Therefore, it should come at the end of the dialogue between Yajnavalkya and Shakalya. And the dialogue is not over yet. Therefore, we will continue with the dialogue portion first, and after that is over, we will come back to these first two lines that I just read. Now, where does the dialogue continue now in this shloka? The dialogue continues from Yetani Ashtau Ayatanani. From that line onwards, it continues. We will see that first. So, what is the topic in this portion? Now, Shakalya exhausted all his questions. He asked about Hiranyagarbha Stuti or Mahima, and then Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Panchavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana, then he discussed Hridayam, then Shariram and Pranas, and Shakalya ran out of gas. He has no more questions to ask. And if we analyze the topics discussed until now, Shakalya, discussed by Shakalya, they all deal with what? They all deal with only the Mithya Prapancha only. And we come now to Shakalya only knows only the Mithya Prapancha. He does not know other than the Mithya Prapancha at all. So Yajnavalkya answered all the questions. Now Yajnavalkya questions Shakalya, what is the question? About the Adhishthana Paramatma, which supports the entire Mithya Prapancha, consisting of Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha, Ashtavidha Panchavidha Hiranyagarbha, Hridayam, Shariram, Prana, and all that. So for the entire Mithya universe, what is the substratum is going to be the question of Yajnavalkya. So the question is what? Regarding Paramatma. And what is the nature of Paramatma? Paramatma creates this Mithya Prapancha, and Paramatma itself resolves this Mithya Prapancha, and Paramatma transcends this Mithya Prapancha. Transcending means Paramatma is of a higher order of reality. All this we know. We already talked about all this higher order of reality, lower order of reality and all that. Because Paravitya, all that. So because Mithya Prapancha is Vyavaharika and Paramatma is Paramarthika. Therefore, Paramarthika Paramatma transcends the Vyavaharika Mithya Prapancha. Therefore, what does Yajnavalkya ask? Who creates, resolves, and transcends the Ashtapurushas? That is his question. So here what we should remember is, the word Ashtapurusha represents Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha. Using the name Purusha for Hiranyagarbha, he says, and similarly, Panchavidha Purusha means Panchavidha Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, he asks here, Ashtau Ayatanani, Ashtau Lokaha, Ashtau Devaha, Ashtau Purushaha. All these will become clear if you look at the discussion of Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha, which we just saw. There we had Ayatanam, Lokaha, Jyotihi, Purushaha, Devata. 88 in each case. We already saw all of them. So Ashta Ayatanam, Ashta Lokaha, Ashta Jyotihi, Ashta Purushaha, and Ashta Devatas. So therefore, the whole line indicates Ashtavidha Hiranyagarbha, which represents the whole cosmos. And the word Niruhya, Niruhya means creating or projecting. So, Than Purushan Niruhya. Who projects those eight Purushas? Hiranyagarbha. That is the Srishti he is asking. So, Pratyuhya. Pratyuhya means who resolves the Layam. And then, Atyakramate. Atyakramat means who transcends. Therefore, who creates, who resolves, and who transcends this Ashtavida Purusha? And the answer is Paramatma, which Yajnavalkya keeps in mind but does not say. And for this Paramatma, Yajnavalkya gives a famous special title, and we will discuss the details of that later. The title is what? Aupanishadaha Purushaha. That is the title he gives here in the shloka. And Shankaracharya quotes this many number of times. So Ashtavida Purusha, Panchavida Purusha, etc. are all Sopadikam. They are Sagunam. That you know. Because Sopadika Purushaha only you know. Who says? Yajnavalkya says that to Shakalya. You know only Sopadika Purushaha. Now tell me, who is this Aupanishad Purushaha? The Paramatma, the Nirguna Purushaha, Nirupadika Purushaha, Sarva Adhishtana Purushaha, who creates, sustains, that's not said here, sustains not said, and dissolves and transcends this world. That is Yajnavalkya's question to Shakalya. Tam Aupanishadam Purusham Prichami. And in the previous line, Tan Purushan was used. The Purusha refers to the Ashtavida Purusha there. Ashtavida Purusha Hiranyagarbha, the Saguna. But in this line, Aupanishadam Purushaha, here Purusha refers to the Nirguna Paramatma. That is in two successive lines for the same word Purusha, two different meanings are taken. That is why we need commentators like Acharya. And Aupanishad Purushaha is Ekavidaha. And you know Ashtavidaha and Panchavidaha. He tells Sakalya, you know Ashtavidha and Panchavidha. Do you know Ekavidha? Do you know Ekavidha Purusha? Ask Yajnavalkya. Ekavidha Purusha means what? Which is Sajatiyam, Vijatiyam, Swagata, Beta, Rahitam, Desha, Kala, Vastu, Paricheda, Shunyam, Nirgunam, Purusham, Prichami. Then what is the significance of the adjective Aupanishadaha? Acharya gives lot of significance. Aupanishadaha means one who can be known only through the Upanishads. Upanishad Eka Vedyaha Upanishadaha. And that which can be known only through Upanishad. That means Paramatma is not available for any of the Pancha Pramanas. Pratyaksha Pramana, Anumana Pramana, for any of them. And it cannot be known through even Karma Kanda or Upasana Kanda of the Vedas. Sarva Pramana Agocharaha. So that is Paramatma. Now, we generally give the logic for it. Why Paramatma cannot be known through Pratyaksha Pramana, etc.? Because it does not have Shabda Sparshadi, all those things, gunas, it doesn't have all those attributes. So why cannot be known through the Anumana also? Shabdadi Pramana through Pratyaksha Pramana, and Anumana, you cannot use it because there is no data for Anumana. For inference, you need some data. There is no data available for Paramatma. So we generally give logic for Pramana Agochara. But we have Shruti itself. Without going to logic, we can conclude that Paramatma cannot be known through Pratyakshadi Pramanas. What is the Shastra Pramana? If one asks, Aupanishad Purushaha said here is the Pramana from Shastra, from the Upanishads, to show that Purusha is Pratyakshadi Pramana Agocharaha. It is beyond all that. And there also we note Upanishad Eka Gamyam, knowable. Gamyam here means knowable. We don't say just to Upanishad Gamyam. He says Upanishad Eka Gamyam, that Eka is important word. No, only through Upanishad. Otherwise, people can say Buddha realized without study of Shastras. And Shastra can be one of the methods and not the method. But Shankaracharya says, Shastra study is not one of the methods, but the only method to gain jnana. So it is not adequate to say Upanishad Gamyam, but Upanishad Eka Gamyam. And when Shankaracharya asserts this, what is his support? It is the statement, this statement alone is the support. Therefore, Shankaracharya quotes this line several times in his commentary, Aupanishadam, this thing. And this expression, Aupanishadam, we have seen in the Shanti part of Samaveda also. It is not a new word for us. Om, in Chandogya, we have been chanting this every lecture. Aapyayantuma mangani, vak pranas chakshu shrotra mato balam indriyani cha sarvani, Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Upanishadam has come here. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Mama Brahma Nirakarotam. Anirakaranam astum. Anirakaranam me astum. Tadatmani nirate. Ye Upanishatsu dharmaha. Temayi santum. Temayi santum. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I just took the opportunity to recite the Shanti Mantra from Samaveda today. So, Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. There it was said, Brahmaha. The here Purusha, both refer to the same truth only, Brahma and Purusha. Okay. So, we said that the word Upanishad Purushaham is Paramatma, but some commentators, they take it as a Brahma Jnani also. For that thing, Upanishad Brahma Jnani also. But we find essentially both are same only, because a Brahma Jnani is Paramatma alone. Therefore, in the scriptures, Jnani and Paramatma are indiscriminate. So, indiscriminately used, not different from each other. Therefore, instead of saying Paramatma is the creator and destroyer, we say Jnani alone creates the whole universe, sustains the whole universe, and dissolves the whole universe. Mayevam sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. And how Jnani does all this? They say, when Jnani identifies with his equipment and transacts with world, he creates this Vyavaharika Prapancha. When Jnani identifies himself with his equipments, equipments is body, the upadi, and transacts with this world, he creates this Vyavaharika Prapancha. When he disidentifies from the equipment and abides in his own nature, withdraws into his own nature, he resolves the world. Thus, Upanishad Purushaha has two meanings. Paramatma is one meaning and Jnani is another meaning. Now, we will take Paramatma itself here. So, Yajnavalkya asks Shakalya, tell me that Paramatma. And not only Yajnavalkya asks this question, he also threatens Shakalya. He threatens him. He says, until now you challenged me. And now I patiently answered all your questions. And now, if you don't answer my question, what will happen? Tam chet mena vivakshasi. Tam means tam Upanishadam Purusham Paramatmanam. Na vivakshasi. If you don't tell, then what happens? Murdha te vipatishyati. Your head, your murdha, your head will burst and fall down. In short, you will die. Up to these are words of whom? Yajnavalkya. Then the Upanishad takes over. Upanishad comes and it tells the story. So, tam na mene are the words are of not of Yajnavalkya but Shakalya. But of Upanishad. So, but the Upanishad says tam na mene. What does it say? Shakalyaha tam na mene. Shakalyaha did not know that Paramatma. He only knew Karmakanda and Upasana Kanda only. So, Panjavida Purusha, Ashtavida Purusha, all that only he knew. And Yajnavalkya does not answer the question. He asks the question to him, but he does not answer that. Why? Because Shakalya is only a challenger. Yajnavalkya has come here for what? Not to educate. He has come here to win the debate. So, Shakalya is not Yajnavalkya's student. Therefore, once Yajnavalkya defeats Shakalya, Yajnavalkya's job is over and he can take the 1,000 cows. Therefore, Yajnavalkya does not explain Upanishad Purushaham, but people like us may be curious to know. And therefore, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself gives the answer. For that alone, we bring the first two lines that we skipped in the beginning of this mantra. So, what that two lines are? Sayesham Neti Netyatma Agrihyo Nahi Grihyate Ashiryo Nahi Shiryate Asango Nahi Sajjate Asito Na Vyatate Narishyati, which gives the definition of the Upanishad Purushaha, given by Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, not Yajnavalkya. Then one may wonder that it should have been given here only. Why the Upanishad gives the beginning? Because this is the context, it should have given the meaning here only. Answer. Why it has given like that? Upanishad gave in the beginning itself. Father Shankaracharya says, Upanishad was restless. But we are not restless. We can wait for tomorrow so that we can see that portion in the next class, that is tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya
prasadalim
parasa maheshwarah sri krishna arpa namastu narayana. Start the recording here.